Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for fucking Friday. Fucking Friday. Woo! Friday, October 28th, nice. 2022. Halloween right around the corner. Everyone's all super scared. Woo! Hey, Vinny, you were telling me you had some great story that you were thinking about doing here.
What so here's the story. Earlier this week, we had a texter, or no, sorry, an emailer wrote in and said something along the lines of, I went to a party, I got totally drunk, I didn't eat, I, you know, right. I forget the whole story, but
had
she
a blackout,
said something
though.
Like, she blacked out and later found out that she'd said something to someone that they were mad about, and they don't accept her apology, yeah. And they don't want to be friends with her, and they're avoiding her. Is that the way it went?
Yeah.
You know, and then the pandemic happened in between, so mm-hmm. now they're starting to...
2 years went by.
This group, this mm-hmm. friend group is trying to get back together, and this person's like, I just don't want to see her. I don't want to go.
What's funny is we've had 2 blackout stories this week. The first one was the chick that went to a conference, kind of had a blackout, fucked the guy, and then was like, oh, shit, came back for more sex.
Because she couldn't remember the first sex. That's right. I forgot about that.
Then it was
drinking. It ruins everything.
Yeah. Well, my response to that, not the lady who boned the guy with the beer can, but the other lady who was like, mm-hmm. and now they're not friends with me, and I don't know what to do. And my response was, look, party fouls are part of partying. Like, you really do have to accept, if you're going to be a partier, there are things that you have to accept come with the territory. Now, I don't mean that you're excused from having done a 3-way while your wife was passed out in another room. Like, that's probably going to not, I was drunk, probably isn't going to get you off the hook. But saying something that ended up not being funny when you were trying to be, or these kinds of things happen in bars every day all around the world. Like, that's, party fouls happen. So here's my story. A study found the average college kid will experience 102 negative consequences linked to drinking over the course of their 4 years in school.
Oh, funny.
102.
Damn.
Now, these things can be, they can range. I know that I had a girlfriend, and I'm not trying to, you know, spike it to the worst possible thing, but I had a girlfriend who said at school, when I was, we partied, I got shit faced, passed out. I was with all friends. Everyone there was my friend. And she came to with one of these so-called friends on top of her, inside her. And she was like, oh my God, there's no way I would have allowed this to happen.
Right.
So in the end, that's rape. She was raped.
That's absolutely rape.
There's no other way to describe that.
Non-consensual.
Right. And so, and I, just for the record, this person, in my opinion, was surprisingly healthy about such a traumatic experience in saying that she learned a valuable lesson. A, even people who you think are your friends aren't always. And B, I can't go getting shit-faced to the point of blacking out and passing out in a place like that, in a place where there's, you know, 20, 30 party people passed out everywhere. No one
this
protected
shit
her.
This happens.
So right. And she just sort of learned from it and moved on instead of being, you know, like taking that as some kind of my life's over and I'm ruined and whatever. So, and I was furious. Like when I heard that, I was like, I'll fucking kill that guy. Who is it?
Right.
And she's like, I'm not going to ever tell you. So, you know, no.
Listen, I like find me a girl who doesn't have a story like that. It's you know, if it isn't date rape, it's that non-consensual, you were passed out. Even if you look, if you're fucking hammered and someone gets a mumbled yes out of you, that is still not consent.
Right.
You are not capable of giving, like, do not rape. Stop raping. How about that? Stop it. Oh, she was drunk. Stop fucking raping people.
Right.
Is it so difficult for us to teach our boys that, or even our girls, whatever? I don't know that there's a bunch of girl rapists, but honestly, don't fucking do that. What's wrong with you? Hey, speaking of rapists.
Okay.
I got a
what
Harvey,
the fuck?
I got a Harvey Weinstein story that I saved for this.
Well, I wasn't done. Hold on.
Oh, keep going. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold, mark that.
Speaking of what? Man, anyway, so that was in my opinion. I just went to the, you know, one of the worst things that can happen to you, obviously. But most of the things that happen over the course, negative consequences include hangovers, missing class, blacking out, embarrassing yourself. But these things do come with the territory. And the reason I wanted to do this story is because of the person who wrote and seemed to be really traumatized by a normal night out of drinking. And I hope this alleviates some of that stress you're feeling, because really it does unfortunately come with the territory. You have to, not the raping thing, but the saying shit that you shouldn't have said, or the sleeping through half of the night because you went too fast too soon. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's just something that it's fairly normal if you're going to be a drinker, that there are drawbacks.
It's true. The college years are actually incredibly tough. You're away from home. You're sort of out on your own. A lot of underage drinking happens. A lot of bad things fucking happen in college. But a lot of fun gets had, too. So, you know, if you can be even a little responsible, you can have a good time. But that anxiety thing, that is so real. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you didn't really do anything, like, who hasn't woken up? Well, I guess not everybody does this, but, like, almost like I had too much fun. I feel guilty about how much fun I had last night. Or I feel like, oh, man, I got so drunk in front of these other people, not even thinking to yourself, everyone was drinking. Everyone was drunk. Don't worry about it. Like, it's just, I think, like, the anxiety comes with a hangover. But if you've really done something and you feel like you need to write an apology letter, do that. And then know that you've done what you can do. And that people, by the time you're an adult, you have experience with people getting drunk around you. Sometimes you're the drunk. Sometimes someone else is the drunk. But it's not worth... I mean, this lady's been, like, torturing herself for 2 years. The one who said one wrong thing that she can't even remember to this one lady.
Yeah, you'd like to think that you have responsible friends who can protect you and take care of you on those, you know, in those blackout moments. But that's not always the case. Sometimes everybody goes down at once.
Right. And especially when you're in a big friend group, everybody's friends... You don't feel like, well, I better keep one eye open because this guy's a problem.
Right.
Everybody's just there partying together, and when they pass out, they pass out. That's just awful.
Anyway, that's okay, college students suffer 102 booze-related consequences over 4 years. We move on.
All right. We move on to Harvey Weinstein.
Okay.
So he's already in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He was convicted of rape. Let's see. He's already serving 23 years in prison after being found guilty in New York of first-degree sexual assault and third-degree rape. So there's that. He is still defending himself against 11-plus other sexual assault charges involving five women between 2004 and 2013. So this one thing that he's in court for right now, this is in L.A. So his lawyers are saying that his accusers are unreliable because their accounts failed to mention his abnormal testicles. And I do sort of remember there being something about Harvey's balls. I just remember that being like a weird detail that was brought up in some of the cases. So the topics come up, but now his defense lawyer is like saying, well, this lady didn't mention that his balls are in his leg. He's got a hanging scrotum, empty, and they've moved his testicles to his upper thigh.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Which is such a bizarre thing.
A doctor did that.
A 1999 surgery that relocated parts of his genitalia. Because of an infection, his testicles were actually taken from his scrotum and put into his, and they actually say here, his inner thighs. So does that mean they split them up and put one on each side? Like, this is so crazy.
Well, you know, when I get excited, mine definitely lift up and they're right next to the stick. Like they're up there.
Above it, even, you know, they can get pulled.
Well, they don't go
up
above it, but they're pretty high. They're up there. Mm-hmm. That's a very tightly cupped sack, you would say, I guess. So are they talking about that or do they mean
they were surgically relocated to his thighs is the quote.
Because
from
if
story.
You have them moved into your actual thighs, you would rack your balls anytime you tried to cross your legs or anytime.
Right. It sounds awful. Maybe they're just like sort of, I mean, even the crease, I just walking around, you'd be like, ow, ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yes.
So anyway, according to this thing, and apparently this is a known thing that happened to him. According to this story, the defense lawyer is saying, she said he told her to suck his balls. Well, he doesn't have balls that are out there to be sucked. And she didn't mention anything about his balls not being in the sack.
Oh.
So there's a woman, a European model. They're not saying what country that she's from, but she needed the help of a translator. So this was October 24th, Jane Doe number one. She accuses Weinstein of a violent hotel room assault in 2013. She said he forced her to perform oral sex, demanding that she suck him and suck his balls. Mm. He forced me to do what he asked. I was crying and choking, the translator came up with. During cross-examination, 2 days later, his attorney, Harvey Weinstein's attorney, tried to poke holes in her testimony, saying one of her conversations with police, according to Jackson, she told them his balls were in my mouth. The lawyer said that she altered the detail later. She said, you told the police you had his balls in your mouth. And she's saying, I mentioned that it was like empty skin. And I was choking on his dick, not on his balls. So anyway, it just seems like such a strange thing to defend someone with. Why didn't you say anything about his fucked up balls?
That's what lawyering is. So I kind of I get that they'll take anything apart and try to manipulate that to their advantage. So I understand that part. The part I will never understand, and this is a running thing among guys who attack women. I don't know how, like, you put your dick in her mouth forcibly and you're raping someone, basically, right? And you're going to put that in a place where there's teeth.
Yeah.
What? like,
it does seem ill-advised. And yet you don't really hear about anybody biting him.
Well, I guess he had so much confidence that he would overpower them. Because he's a big dude, right?
Yeah.
So he must have scared them.
Well, I think that's more about fear and, like, there's... I don't know, because even over... You have put your most vulnerable, the most vulnerable part of you into a place that could guillotine the whole goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess part of that is that, you know, someone's not, if you're a normal person, you would never have thought you'd find yourself in that situation, A, and B, to be that violent in defense of yourself. Maybe your defense mechanism is, just get it over with and get the fuck out of here.
Through this, right? Well, and that's the thing. I mean, he's like the power guy. He's got your career in the like. Now he's asking you to do this thing, and you don't want to, but you're being. It doesn't feel like you're willingly doing this, but also you don't want to bite his dick off, even though someone totally should have.
Yeah.
The lawyer also grilled her on why she didn't try calling for help during the alleged attack, as well as why she posted apparently happy social media statements in the days that followed. She said, I was trying to deny to myself that this happened to me. My public life is part of my job. So she's a model and, I mean, I guess aspiring actress. Isn't that who he was, you know, tricking into his hotel room?
Mm-hmm.
So that guy, the father of the hashtag Me Too movement, already in jail for 23 years. And his testicles are all fucked up. So that's good news.
Didn't his ex-wife, like, almost immediately remarry?
Oh, Georgina Chapman? I don't know what her marriage was. All I know is she was like, I did not know about this. I remember people going, how could she not know?
Not only did she leave him after that was all done, but anyone see it? She very quickly, like, remarried somebody else and was just on with another life. Like, bye, old life. Here's my new life.
Yeah, done. Let me do something that will help me forget. Let's see.
I want to say she married Jimmy Iovine.
Married. This out. I am not seeing another spouse. I'm looking at Wiki, she is not.
I must be thinking of someone else.
That says Harvey Weinstein's ex-wife, Chapman. Yeah, 2 years after. Okay, yeah. I don't know. I don't know about marriage, though. But it says Adrian Brody, but I'm not sure about marriage, though.
Oh, okay. No. I've mixed it up with something else. Okay. I'm sure.
Well, who's married to Jimmy Iovine right now? Let's find out, and then maybe we'll get to the bottom of this. Look that up and tell me who he's married to.
He's married to Liberty Ross.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the chick who's the wife of the dude who was making out with the chick from the vampire movies. The chick who was
movies.
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart.
It's the director that Twilight was married
movies.
To...
Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
Oh! Yes! Snow White thing, right?
Yes!
Right. Oh, that's it. The Snow White director.
Yep.
She was dating Robert Pattinson at the time for the guy from Twilight.
Yeah.
And he was married to Liberty.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNES.co. UNS.co.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And they were like making out in a parking lot, and people got photos of them. And then
that's
they,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm really sorry. I wasted so much time.
Oh,
and
please.
No. I know.
We
but
got
my,
nothing but time.
My stories are fucking mixed up all over the place. It's like a mess up here.
Vinny, this is how we sort it out. It's fine.
This is how we learn. We
this
research.
This is how we do it. I enjoy the research thing. I love when we get to the bottom of something. I feel like we're sleuths. We're radio sleuths. We figure it out. Hey, Bryn.
Yes.
Did the person from yesterday? So on the show yesterday, we had a transgender man who had read the journals of his father after he'd passed, and found some stuff that really changed his feelings about his dad. And because his dad had been supportive of his struggles, he was born a woman and has transitioned. Transitioned, that's the word. I'm like, has transgendered? That's not it. Mm-hmm. Did we get any updates from that person?
No, we did not.
Well, maybe they'll listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
this week,
probably next week is, you know, they'll all dump today and then everyone will have had a chance to listen. And
right. I thought we had some really interesting bad advice pieces this week. So I would like to thank the people who listen to the show on the regular. I think that that's it's an honor to try and help you with your problem. I know sometimes we fuck it up. I know. But we're trying. And really, we're four uninvested strangers who will bat your problem around. So send it along. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. And we'll check you back here next week. Have a great Halloween.
Bye. Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Thanks, Maria. On Monday's Secret Show, we're going to stream it live. So yeah. It'll air at its regular time, 10 a.m. Like it'll just stream. But we are going to take it live on. Are we going on Facebook or on Instagram? So we're going to go on the Alice973.
Yeah. So I'm thinking Alice973 Facebook page and the Sarah and Vinny at the same damn time.
Oh, damn it. The same damn time.
So, yeah. That way people can schedule it. And if you want, you can join. You can watch us live. You can watch us. And also stay up there on the page so you can watch it later if you need
Perfect.
To.
And then because we're going to be joined by V. Everybody's going to be in costume. And V Hale's going to be in costume. And she's going to, I don't know, is she going to tell us some kind of scary Halloween story? And then Janie is going to come. Jane is the queen of Halloween. Yeah. So of course we're having her on. She's making a special trip from her coffin to our airwaves. So that'll be live on Monday.
Forget, does she say casket or coffin?
Coffin. Always a coffin, never a casket, she says.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. Although I could have that backwards.
Yeah,
so
I feel like.
We'll ask her Monday.
I always get it mixed up.
I know. Well. We know it's not a sarcophagus.
If you join live, though, you can comment and we can read those too.
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. That'll be
but,
fun.
You know, obviously, we don't do it live. You can watch it later, but you can't, you know, interact with us.
I would like one of our producers to please bring rope because you're going to have to tie Sarah down to keep her off me. I am one of her favorite people on Monday. She's going to love me.
Nice.
I can't wait to hold myself back.
She's not going to be
Who
able to.
You
you're going to have to tie her down. She loves me.
Are you George R. R. Martin?
All right. The end, everyone. Bye.
Bye.